Welcome to Beside the Still Waters by Pastor Sammy Jechi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
Well, this morning I want to touch on the parable of the talents. Because sometimes we become too fearful. We say, let's go and win souls. Some even say, Pastor, why? You are crying over souls. We say, let's go out there. Others will run away. I'm sure when some of you were coming and you saw the bus, you turn your head as if you haven't seen the bus. Because it's crusaders. They are going. But the time is coming when somebody will say, now, I want to join in. I want to do something for God. Hallelujah. Others have the talent, but just negative attitude will not leave you alone to do what you have to do. Some are very intelligent, but disciplining yourself to read is an issue. Oh, is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. Let us read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians, please put it on the screen. Let's move faster. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Okay. Let's go. Shall we all take it? Go. Amen. Shall we read it better? For we are His, created in, for bad works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You are His good workmanship. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, He must be glorified through you. Is somebody here with me? The name of the Lord must be glorified through you. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. And God has already prepared us for good works. It means that everything that happens in our lives and around us is supposed to be for good works. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Amen. It's supposed to be for good works. It is not the will of God that you should walk in perpetual lack. Is somebody here with me? As a matter of fact, every year, each and every child of God must move one step higher. I don't know whether it's happening to you. Some, it has already started. If it hasn't, don't worry. The year is still young. This is the beginning of half the month. Amen. Your time is coming. Come on, tell somebody your time is coming. Hallelujah. Yes. Good works. I want us to go to Psalm 138. Psalm 138, verse 7 and 8. Psalm 138, verse 7 and 8. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, am I reading the right thing? You will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my, your right hand will save me. May the right hand of the Lord save you. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Nothing will crush your talent. Nothing will crush you down. From today, you are rising up. any negative word that has been spoken against you and to you, today I crush it in the name of Jesus. And I speak to every talent in you to come out in Jesus' name. Any talent that is hidden, may you begin to see it. May your eyes be open towards who you can be and begin to pursue who you can be in Jesus' name. Oh, can I have a better amen? Praise God. The louder your amen, the closer your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's look at verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Ah, may the Lord perfect that which concerns you. Listen, you see, I was telling one church, said, listen, it is written in scripture, said the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and it takes the violent to take it by force. In the key rendition, it said, GDA ene patapa. Amen. This morning, we see the patapa spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want some patapa people in this room. Some of you are looking at me. Come out of your two camp. The devil fears our patapa. Yet the GDN patapa. Come on, somebody say, I am making it in life. Come on, is somebody here with me? Any talent that has been hidden, may you see it. May it benefit you. May it benefit your family. May it benefit your society. May it benefit the church. In the name of Jesus. May He perfect it. You will die empty. You will not die full of the talent. Everything in you is coming out. The ability to walk in life and be successful. Ah, that is coming through with you in the name of Jesus. You will not mark time. No. Tell somebody, I will not mark time. I'm not saying everything is it's happening to you. No. What I'm saying, some things may not be going well, but in spite of that, you will not mark time. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? You will not mark time. You too, you will marry. Hey, my ladies, let me tell you, I am getting ready with more suits because I know that your wedding is coming through very soon. I have seen your wedding already. Your wedding is coming soon. Amen. Whether you have it here, anywhere you are, I will chase you there. Hallelujah. My God, listen to me. You will not be a beggarly figure. You will be like the two servants who made use of the talent and multiplied it. Do you have a right hand? Do you have a left hand? Stretch it and shout, I am blessed, 3 times. Hallelujah. That is Ghanaian. You have to do it fast. The international way of saying, I am blessed. Take it, say it faster. Let's go. Yes, sir. Give God praise. The devil is a liar. I am not here to let you know that you can do it. I am here to let you know that you can. I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That gift in you. May God perfect it. Listen to me. No witch can slow you down. No wizard can slow you down. Do you know who can be your wizard and your witch? You yourself. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? It begins with you. Begin to kill that wizard. Kill that witch. And I'm telling you, you will break through. 2018. By December 31st, you will say, I trusted God
and the Lord perfected that which concern.
Come on, give God some praise, somebody.
Can I preach to somebody this morning? I feel like preaching. I feel like telling you that no matter what, it's gonna be okay. Receive by the power spirit. Shout to the Lord. In Jesus' name. Come on, are you here with me? Oh, yes, sir.
Sometimes I watch you, I say, listen, I don't fear for you. What somebody thinks is not coming out is going to respond to the power of the living God. You are going to come out. It shall be well with you. Nothing will hold you back. You are pressing on in Jesus' name. Come on, let me see your blessed hand. Wave it to the Lord and give God praise. I want you to shout with a voice of victory unto the Lord. The talent is coming out. The talent is coming out. Amen. Let's go on. Say, your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Tell somebody, I am the works of his hands. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Maybe somebody gave you a negative word. I've had quite a number of them. Right from my infancy. I was looking at a documentary on Michael Jackson. And I said, no, you don't need to. How about if you were an African? After you are 35, you are behaving like a small boy playing with bubbles. What say? Michael Jackson. And so that gave him a whole lot of... I said, listen, do you know how they have whipped people in Africa before? Do you remember the last time your father whipped you? When he went to steal the... Nkwaimunam. Yeah. I'm telling you. You know something? It doesn't matter. Some of them may be damaging though, yes. But I'm telling you, some... from friends and all that. But let me tell you this. You have come into contact with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the Bible says you are the workmanship of God. I want to assure you that you have changed masters. Now you belong to a different one. And so those words are gone. The curtain has been drawn over them. You have a new life now. And every talent that has been given to you from God is going to manifest. If even you think your face is not nice, let me tell you, I used to think because my color was black. And I used to have fair friends. I'm telling you. And those friends, they used to be liked by, when you were children, you see some of the girls, they liked them. Hey. I said, Lord, why did you make me black? I only grew to realize that my color was good. Amen. As a matter of fact, my mother-in-law described me in a way. And I say, Afa. I say, Shenu Tuntumpo. Amen. I'm telling you. And so, you know, at a point, people will refer to my color. And I said, thank God. That it means I had some. Don't you see I look good, man? I I just began to love it. But before then, I didn't like to see myself black. Because Isaac Mafia would go and all the girls, hey, Isaac, Isaac. I say, hey, Lord, make me red.
Stay tuned. We will be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
But what you think is not good, that is what everybody admires about you. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? And I know another thing. You can hear my voice on the phone and miss my voice. I'm telling you. You will never miss. If you've been in this church, you know my voice. Let me tell you this. You have something. I don't know, but something in you, something about you appeals to people. Amen. Don't kill yourself because somebody looks in your eyes. Somebody looks nicer. For all you know, you look nice. Amen. So when I meet everybody, I make sure I make you know that God is interested in you. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Maybe what you are condemning, that is what everybody admires about you. Amen. Hallelujah. You might not know, but somebody is looking at you and is admiring you. And you think that there's so much wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. Amen. Begin to see God. God's given talent come out of you. And I want to say this. The moment you get to know some, not all, it might be one. Be courageous. Take risk. Take responsibility of all that you haven't done. You haven't been able to do. Just take responsibility and begin to work it out. Don't blame any other person again. Avoid excuses. Think deeper. Be reflective. Make a move. Amen. Sometimes we haven't given ourselves a chance to think deeper and further. We just do a little thinking, superficial, and we think that nothing better is going to come out of our lives. But when you think and reflect a bit, and you go back and forth, I'm telling you, God will give you an answer. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to look at this. You see, verse 27. It says, so you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers at my coming, and at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. Now, this last servant, because he knew of who the master was, didn't even give himself a second chance. All he did was that, let me go and dig the ground. Pao, it's more sunny. Is that right? Yes. Went to dig the ground and put it down. So, didn't give himself any opportunity to even brainstorm, to think about what he could do with what he has. You know something? I was talking to somebody and he said, what is intima wobidi? I'm telling you. You may think somebody is far better. Go to their homes. Amen. Some people, when they walk past you, you would think they stay at Villaggio. Do you know Villaggio? Near African Regent Hotel, the tall buildings. Yes. Go look for him. You will pass through some filter and jump a certain gutter before you get to their homes. Come on, is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. Praise God. Oh, yeah. For all you know, the dress that she is wearing, he is wearing, he used all his pay to buy. But God has given you the ability to be meticulous, to be calculative, the ability to invest, the ability to save money. Amen. You go one step at a time. One step at a time. Time is coming. There is no dress you can't wear. You can wear it and still have reserve of money to buy more. That one didn't save. And so doesn't have enough. Is somebody here with me? You've been given that ability. With some of you, you can use just a material that everybody is throwing away. You come out with a nice design. Go to your seamstress. The seamstress does it nice, and you already have the shape. So you wear it, it looks nice on you. Use your ability. Amen. Praise God. Some of you want the most expensive wig. Come on, am I talking to somebody? And when they are walking, you see, they throw their hair like the white people. You know, the white girls, you know, when they are walking, it's their own hair. So when they do it, one day, when you do it, your cap will go. Hallelujah! I tell you, some people, when you are going to pray, you have to watch whether they are wearing cap or they have their natural, because if you don't know, in the name of Jesus, that's it. So this... Amen! The other time, my wife said, now once when Susu cried, everyone can it bring you no call. Me too, I was in the spirit. Receive! Then you see. Amen. God is good. Praise God. So let's go back. He lacked that ability. You see, he could have saved it, but he didn't because, you know, didn't give himself the chance. Sometimes, do you know that when you reflect on issues again and again and again and again, you get an answer? Yes, you do. You do. You do. The first time, you don't seem to break through. Second, third, fourth, maybe the tenth time, you realize that now, you know, the options will flow. Now listen to this. Less thinking leads to lack of innovation. And lack of innovation leads to heavy losses. Amen. It's very important. Everyone Let us make an effort to now begin to search ourselves. Search. Search. Amen. There is something within that everybody needs. Search. And I'm telling you, you will see God manifest. Amen. Okay, let's end with this. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10 and 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10 and 11. Shall we go? Okay. Shall we all read it? We are reading it together. Let's go. Your hand finds to do. Do it with your mind. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. Amen. Let's look at verse 11. Verse 11. I returned and saw under the sun that, let's all read it, let's go. Number one. Two. Three. Four. But happened to them all. No, I didn't hear you. But what? Time and chance happened to them. Oh, can you say it louder? I can feel the vibration. Let's go. But what? You know something? Time and chance has been given to all of us. You can't afford to remain where you are. Listen, God is interested in your successful end. He's interested in your success story, not the failures. If even you failed once, you haven't seen anything yet. Because he said the righteous fall seven times. Hallelujah. Maybe you've gone through the third one. You're about to go to the fourth. The fifth is there. The sixth is there. But by the seventh time, you will rise up with strength. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Our children will say, try again. But the issue is, if it fails today, it will work tomorrow. If it fails tomorrow, it will work tomorrow next. Do not give up. God is on your side. The talent is hidden in you. Don't go and bury it. Make use of it. And the Lord will see you through. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, just 2 minutes, I want you to lift up your hand and I want you to pray over your life. Pray over your life. There's a certain miracle that must come your way. Just lift your, if you can, you can stand. If not, you can sit. No problem. Just lift your hand and speak over your life. There is a certain breakthrough that belongs to you. Oh yes. Give me some good song. There's a good... Before we take the communion, I want you to talk to the Lord, everybody. In the name of Jesus, my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. Just pray. Lift your hand. Yes. Talk to him. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Talk to God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I sense strongly that there is promotion in the house.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by Pastor Sammy Jechi. Stay blessed.